Welcome to Talks from the Bible. For the grace of God that bringeth salvation hath appeared to all men, teaching us that denying ungodliness and worldly lust, we should live soberly, righteously, and godly in this present world, looking for that blessed hope and the glorious appearing of the great God and our Savior Jesus Christ, who gave himself for us, that he might redeem us from all iniquity, and purify unto himself a peculiar people, zealous of good works. Titus 2:11-14. The grace of God provided a solution to the problem of iniquity. Never has a greater woe existed in the world than iniquity. Iniquity is lawlessness, wickedness, or unrighteousness. God created a law whereby humanity would be righteous. But we have turned every one to his own way, Isaiah 53:6. We are all gone out of the way, together become unprofitable. There is none that doeth good, no, not one. Their throat is an open sepulchre, with their tongues they have used deceit. The poison of asp is under their lips, whose mouth is full of cursing and bitterness. Their feet are swift to shed blood. Destruction and misery are in their ways, and the way of peace have they not known. There is no fear of God before their eyes. Romans 3:12-18. When the heart is void of the fear of God, sin will come to abide. The transgression of the wicked saith within my heart that there is no fear of God before his eyes. Psalms 36:1. Because of this dire situation, God sent Jesus Christ so that he might redeem us from all iniquity and purify us unto himself. The Lord hath laid on him the iniquity of us all. Isaiah 53:6. Yet it pleased the Lord to bruise him. He hath put him to grief. When thou shalt make his soul an offering for sin. Isaiah 53:10. Upon Jesus was laid the iniquities of the human family, so that God might be appeased of his wrath. Jesus came to free us from the bondage of wickedness and to release us from the captivity of unrighteousness. Jesus Christ made one sacrifice for sins forever. Hebrews 10:12. The mighty deed of redemption was performed by the amazing grace of the Almighty God. Salvation is God's free gift, which is offered to every soul who will accept in loving obedience. God has chosen through the new covenant of Jesus Christ that their sins and iniquities will I remember no more. Hebrews 10:17. The covenant of Jesus Christ was sealed with the blood of the cross. Jesus Christ offers to redeem us from iniquity and purify us unto himself. Will we not choose to become his peculiar people? Talks from the Bible are brought to you by the Church of Christ at South Commerce Street in Somerville, Georgia.